This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website. The Importance of Being Earnest. Episode 10. Lady Bracknell is visiting Jack's house in the country. She won't allow Jack to marry Gwendolyn. And Jack, who is Cecily's guardian, won't allow Cecily to marry Algernon.
Come here, dear child. How old are you?
18.
Well, you'll soon be able to decide yourself who to marry.
Excuse me, Lady Bracknell, but Miss Cardew doesn't come of age until she is 35. Only then can she marry who she likes.
Oh, that's not a problem. 35 is a very attractive age. London society is full of women who remain 35 for years. Lady Dumbleton, for example, she's been 35 ever since she turned 40, a long time ago.
But I can't wait that long. I hate waiting even 5 minutes for someone. Waiting, even to be married, is just not possible.
Well, what shall we do, Cecily?
I don't know, Algernon.
My dear Mr. Worthing, as Miss Cardew says she cannot wait till she is 35, which seems to indicate she is a little impatient, could you change your mind?
My dear Lady Bracknell, the moment you agree to my marriage with Gwendolyn, I will happily allow your nephew to become engaged to Cecily.
That is impossible. Look at the time. Gwendolyn, dear, we've already missed 5 trains.
But they'll miss the next one too, because Reverend Chasuble arrives to announce that everything is ready for the christenings.
Christenings, sir? Isn't that a little premature?
Both these gentlemen have said they want to be christened this afternoon.
At their age? That is ridiculous. Algernon, Lord Bracknell would be very unhappy if you knew this was how you wasted your time and money.
So, no christenings this afternoon?
It would be no use to either of us, Reverend Chasuble, at the moment.
Well, I'll return to the church straight away. It seems Miss Prism has been waiting there for me for an hour and a half.
Miss Prism? Did you say Miss Prism?
Yes, Lady Bracknell. I'm going to see her now.
Oh, wait a moment. Is this Miss Prism an unattractive woman connected with education?
She's very well educated indeed.
It's obviously the same person. And what position does she have in your house?
Miss Prism, Lady Bracknell, is Miss Cardew's governess.
I must see her at once.
Well, she's here now. Look, she's coming up the garden path.
Miss Prism arrives. And when she sees Lady Bracknell, she goes white.
Prism? Come here! Where is that baby? 28 years ago, Prism, you left my house with a pram in which a male baby was sleeping. You never came back. The police found the pram. It contained a novel, but no baby. Prism, what happened to that baby?
Lady Bracknell, I really don't know. I wish I did. This is what happened. I took the baby out in its pram as usual. I also took with me a large old handbag in which I was intending to put the novel that I had written. In a moment when I wasn't thinking, I put the novel in the pram and placed the baby in the bag.
But where did you put the bag?
I left it in the cloakroom of a railway station in London.
Which railway station?
Victoria.
I must just go to my room.
He rushes off. After several minutes, Jack returns, carrying a black leather bag.
Is this the bag, Miss Prism?
Yes, here are my initials. I'm so pleased to get it back so unexpectedly. It has been very inconvenient not to have it all these years.
Miss Prism, it's not just the bag that has been given back to you. I was the baby in it.
You?
Yes,
mother!
Mr. Worthing, there is some mistake. Lady Bracknell can tell you who you really are.
Lady Bracknell? I hate to be inquisitive, but could you tell me who I am?
I'm afraid you are the son of my poor sister, Mrs. Moncrief. You are Algernon's elder brother.
Algy's elder brother? Then I do have a brother. I always said I had a brother. Algy, you'll have to treat me with more respect in future. You have never behaved like a brother to me.
I did my best.
My darling, but what is your Christian name now that you have become someone else?
Oh, good heavens, I had forgotten about that. Lady Bracknell, when Miss Prism left me in the bag, had I been christened already?
Your parents gave you everything, including a christening.
Well, what name was I given?
You were the eldest son, so you were given your father's name.
Oh, yes, but what was his name?
I cannot remember the general's full name.
Algy, can't you remember what our father's name was?
My dear fellow, I was one when he died.
His name would appear in the army lists, wouldn't it, Lady Bracknell?
Well, that's true.
I have the lists of the last 40 years here.
He rushes to the bookcase and pulls the books out.
Generals. Malham, Migsby, Moncrief. General, 1869. His full name was Jack Ernest. I always told you, Gwendolyn, my name was Ernest, didn't I? Well, it is Ernest, after all.
Ernest, my own Ernest. I felt from the beginning that you could have no other name.
Gwendolyn, it is a terrible thing for a man to suddenly find out that all his life he has been speaking nothing but the truth. Can you forgive me?
I can, for I'm sure you will change.
My darling.
And Jack embraces Gwendolyn. Algernon does the same with Cecily. Even Reverend Chasuble embraces someone. Miss Prism, much to her delight.
Ooh, Reverend.
Gwendolyn, at last.
My nephew, you are showing a lack of seriousness.
No, it's the opposite, Lady Bracknell. I've now realised, for the first time in my life, the extreme importance of being earnest.